The federal government is expected to introduce new legislation this week that will ban refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru and Manus Island from ever coming to Australia. The new law would be backdated to include all refugees and asylum seekers from July 2013 and would create a lifetime ban. Oscar Wills spoke with Lucy Fisk, refugee rights expert at the University of Technology, Sydney, to shed some light on the proposed law.
So, what does the government want to do here?
The government wants to pass legislation through Parliament that will mean that anyone that has tried to reach Australia by boat since mid-2013 will not be able to enter Australia on any visa category ever. So if they were to marry an Australian, then that Australian would not be able to sponsor their spouse to come and live with them. Or if they have family here already and wanted, say if they got resettled to the US or Canada and then they wanted to come and visit their family members here on a tourist visa, they would not be able to do that. So there would be no visa category that they can enter Australia on.
Does this mean Australia will no longer be taking any refugees at all?
No, it doesn't. So that offshore program will be unaffected by this, and I believe that plane arrivals, so people who have arrived by aeroplane with a visa, will also be unaffected by this. It's targeted at boat people, and it could include people who come by plane but are stopped at immigration because there's something wrong with their travel document.
And according to international law, is this proposal in keeping with Australia's international obligations towards refugees?
Well, the government claims that it is, but they've given no detail about how it is. They've simply stated it is. Whereas the UNHCR and a number of legal commentators have come out and said that it most likely is in breach of Article 31 of the Refugees Convention. And what that article does is it says that states cannot punish asylum seekers for their mode of arrival. So it's a recognition that when people need to get out of their country and reach a place of safety, they will not always be able to get a passport and a visa. Sometimes you need to leave very quickly, and that receiving states should not punish people for not having the right documents.
And so what could be the potential outcomes of this legislation if it passes through Parliament?
Well, I think in many ways that the people that are stuck on Manus and Nauru at the moment, who are going to be the first and most obvious group of people to be affected, it means that they can never come here. Now, some of them already have family here in Australia, so it will legally entrench the separation of families, which is very much against global best practice for refugees, which says a priority of refugee programs should be to reunite families.
And so you've just mentioned those people who are already on Manus Island and Nauru, and part of the new legislation proposal says that it would affect people who have arrived in Australia since mid-July 2013. So what does happen to those people who are on Manus and Nauru already who have arrived within that time frame?
Well, the government isn't saying. There's a bit of chatter that the government is close to reaching a resettlement agreement with a established and recognised resettlement country. So it's already got an agreement in place with Cambodia, but Cambodia has no history of refugee resettlement, and that program has been a very, very expensive failure. But there may be a deal close to being announced with an established country like the US or Canada, New Zealand. I'm not sure how much I buy that line of argument that you need to add this legislative measure to stop people accepting US and Canada. I would expect after 3 years on Nauru and Manus that people probably would accept it quite happily. I suspect, though, that the announcement of this intended legislation is less about achieving a resettlement outcome and more about trying to drive a political wedge with Labour and give a nod in the direction of the right of the Liberal Party and, of course, towards One Nation. So it's really more about dog whistle politics than it is about a necessary step towards resolving Manus and Nauru. That can be resolved without any need for this added cruelty that would entrench the separation of families.
Lucy Fisk, refugee rights expert from the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report by Oscar Wills.